We walked toward the school, climbing the little mound the building is set on. Jacob sloped along between us. He wore a faded brown hoodie, droopy jeans, and Adidas Superstar throwbacks. His backpack was slung over his right shoulder. His hair was a little long. It hung down over his ears, with a wing across his forehead nearly covering his eyebrows. A braver boy would have taken this look further and flaunted himself as a goth or a hipster or some other flavor of rebel. But that was not Jacob. A hint of nonconformity was all he would risk. There was a wondering little smile on his face. He seemed to be enjoying all the excitement, which, among other things, undeniably broke up the tedium of eighth grade. When we reached the sidewalk in front of the school, we were absorbed into a group of three young mothers, all of whom had kids in Jacob's class. The strongest and most outgoing of them, the implicit leader, was Toby Lantzman, the woman I'd seen at the Rifkin's Shiva the night before. She wore shimmery black workout pants, a fitted t-shirt, and a baseball cap with her ponytail threaded through a hole in the back. Tony was a fitness addict. She had a runner's lean body and fatless face. Among the school fathers, her muscularity was both exciting and intimidating, but electric either way. Me, I thought she was worth a dozen of the other parents here. She was the type of friend you'd want in a crisis, the type who would stand by you. But if Toby was the captain of this group of mothers, Lori was its real emotional center, its heart and probably its brain, too. Lori was everyone's confidant. When something went wrong, when one of them lost a job or a husband strayed or a child struggled in school, it was Lori she called. They were attracted to the same quality in Lori that I was, no doubt. She had a thoughtful, cerebral warmth. I had a vague sense, at emotional moments, that these women were my romantic rivals, that they wanted some of the same things from Lori that I did. Approval, love. So when I saw them gathered together in their shadow family, with Toby in the role of stern father and Lori the warm-hearted mother, it was impossible not to feel a little jealous and excluded. Toby gathered us into the little circle on the sidewalk, welcoming each of us with a distinct protocol that I never got quite right. A hug for Lori, a kiss on the cheek for me, moi, she said in my ear, a simple hello for Jacob.
Isn't this all just terrible?
She sighed. I'm in shock, Lori confessed, relieved to be among her friends.
I just can't process this. I don't know what to think.
Her expression was more puzzled than distressed. She could not make any logic of what had happened. How about you, Jacob? Toby trained her eyes on Jacob, determined to ignore the age difference between them. How are you doing? Jacob shrugged.
I'm good.
Ready to get back to school? He dismissed the question with another bigger shrug. He jacked his shoulders up high, then dropped them, to show he knew he was being patronized. I said, "Better get going, Jake. You're going to be late. You have to go through a security check, remember?"
"Yeah, okay."
Jacob rolled his eyes, as if all this concern for the kids' security was yet another confirmation of the eternal stupidity of adults. Didn't they realize it was all too late? "Just get going," I said, smiling at him.